This is Matt Wells at UN News. Supporting Mauritania's efforts to protect its eastern border from jihadists and other destabilising elements is just one aspect of the UN's work in this quiet corner of North Africa. That's according to UN Resident Coordinator for Mauritania, Anthony Oheming Boama, who oversees the organisation's operations to help the country realise sustainable development, economic growth and other goals. Mr. Oheming Boama was in New York recently and spoke to Diane Penn about UN assistance in Mauritania and the need to clear the air over negative reports about slavery and gender equality.
Most people don't hear much about Mauritania because it's quiet. And sometimes when we hear about Mauritania, it's usually mostly negative, slavery, those kinds of things. There are some transformative initiatives going on in the country which needs to be understood and also supported. And this is where the UN comes in.
And before we begin, maybe you can tell us, a resident coordinator, what exactly is that? What do you do there?
Well, as the title indicates, we coordinate the UN operational support to the country. And with the reforms, we are also the representative of the Secretary General. So we do take on other issues that we didn't take on board previously, like some of the political issues. But the main focus is to make sure that the UN programming responds to the SDGs and is in perfect alignment to support the government's priorities.
Thank you very much. And you'd mentioned the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals. What are some of the major ones that Mauritania is working on?
Mauritania is a very big country, about 1 million square kilometers, 4.4 million people. It straddles the Senegal River Basin all the way through the Sahel to the desert in the north. There are four main issues, I think, that are pertinent to Mauritania's development and which the UN tries to support. One of them is the whole security issue. Mauritania is the western frontier of Mali. So the jihadism, terrorism, we do provide support to make sure that at least Mauritania serves as a bulwark to what is happening and also to be able to influence positively what is happening on its eastern border. The second bit is the whole social sector support programs that we bring to bear, education, health, national reconciliation, those kinds of things. And then the third major category is the governance support. And the fourth element is economics, diversification, growth, and obviously it's equal distribution for every Mauritanian to also benefit from the economic growth. I usually also talk about environment, but it's in a way present in all the four areas that I mentioned. The economic base is on the environment, you know, agriculture, extractives, those kinds of things. But yes, environment is also a very important aspect of the UN support.
Now, you mentioned UN helping Mauritania to sort of be a bulwark against any sort of, jihadist or extremist elements, coming from Mali or other parts of the Sahel. Is the country impacted as it is now by any terrorist activities?
No. The last, in fact, terrorist incident in the country is more than 10 years old. But since then, the government actually adopted some what I call strategic and innovative interventions to make sure that doesn't happen again. One of them is a decentralization program, and as the president speaks about it most of the time, that, you know, countries in that part of Africa have to bring services to the population and to make the population feel like they belong. They have access to the administration, they can talk to people. So education, you know, water, those kinds of things, you know, decentralized government systems. And that is working. Obviously, they've also beefed up security. If you have an eastern border which is under severe security threats, then you have to do something. So they've also restructured the army to be able to respond to these kinds of threats. And the other emphasis is mainly on economic development. Mauritania depends on agriculture, pastoralism, so whatever that could be done to make sure that people have some economic gains and not to think about allegiances to terrorists and that sort of thing. So far it's working. And because it's also a very small country, there are very strong social relationships, networks, which I think also helps the society in keeping together.
And now at the outset you mentioned, you know, when I said Mauritania, it's a quiet place, we don't hear too much about it. And you've mentioned in the past it was about negative things. Maybe we can talk about some of those and the steps the country has taken or is taking together with the support of the UN in overcoming and, you know, continuing that progress.
And thanks for asking. I think it's a good opportunity to clear the air a bit on Mauritania. I think Mauritania used to be part of ECOWAS, which is the sub-regional grouping. It was forced to leave because it was the only country that didn't have laws against slavery. But since then, it has promulgated laws against slavery, and it has tribunals which track cases that comes to its attention and that sort of thing. And so slavery as something which is supported by state or institutions is not the case. But obviously, in some of the media, it's as if slavery pervades. What really is the issue in the country at the moment is the sequels to slavery. You could be free, but if you are economically independent on the person who used to own you, obviously you don't go far, and so on and so forth. And so the government does acknowledges that there are some of these issues. And the present government basically has four priority areas to make sure that, you know, some of these things are transformed. Emphasis on the governance, rule of law areas, emphasis on national reconciliation, emphasis on economic growth that benefits everybody, and then obviously emphasis on social sectors. And they have a big program called Tadamoun. Tadamoun basically is a social transfer program, which the president has taken on board and is actually enlarging it to make sure that that autonomy that to break the links between former slaves and their masters could actually become a reality. That being said, obviously, when you have a big country like Mauritania, there are certain things which could be happening in isolated corners of the country. I think the U.S. government does a report on slavery and trafficking and some of these issues. And Mauritania is tier three, basically meaning that there are a lot of things to do. And I think the government is cognizant of that, and it's doing what it can to make sure that it's in the good books, good neighborliness with the other countries, and conform to international norms, treaties, and everything that it has signed on to.
Of course, one of the important areas for the UN, and particularly for the Secretary General, is gender equality.
Yes.
And how is the country faring in that respect?
Well, there are ways to go. I think generally in Africa, and I would even say generally around the world, gender equality is an issue. So when you have an Islamic Republic, which also fuses, I would say, cultural traditions with some of the normative things that are required because it's part of, say, a body like the UN, you realize that it takes a little more time to get there. But that being said, I think the government is keen on making sure that there's a positive evolution. Mauritania has had women ministers since its first republic in the 60s. And so the question becomes really continuing that trend and making sure that you have women in good positions, women who can be role models, and also to work on transforming also, I would say, some of the mindsets that people do not just accept what culture and tradition says is a woman's role, and also to compete in some of the modern spaces. It's happening. It's happening very slowly. The UN supports that, that through advocacy or programs. We try to do that also in terms of our recruitments. We try to do that in terms of our internship programs, in terms of talking to young female adults at schools to let them understand what is available in the world. There is no law in Mauritania which proscribes women from ascribing to be anything, including being a president. So it's just a matter of encouraging, opening doors, and providing them the avenues that will allow them to see that they can seize on opportunities and just not conform to traditional and cultural mindsets.